Okay, huge news. We've just announced Enoch 2.0. This is the new launch of our AI engine. 2 years in the making, over $2 million that we put into it, data pipeline. It's just incredible. We have curated the largest data set of content on natural health, complementary and alternative medicine, survival, preparedness, growing your own food, off-grid living, also honest money, honest history, honest science, etc. I mean, our engine will tell you the truth about vaccine dangers. It will tell you the truth about cancer cures. It'll tell you the truth about the dangers of psychiatric drugs or chemotherapy. Plus, on top of that, it can do all the things that you expect AI engines to be able to do. For example, it can summarize content. You know, you can paste in a, let's say, a science article or a science journal, just the full text of the journal, and ask it, hey, simplify this for me. Tell me what this means. Summarize it, and it'll do that for you. And it'll create text. It will expand text. It will translate into multiple different languages. And on top of that, we've got a wellness coach on the site. And the new site is brightu.ai. You can also go to brighteon.ai. It'll just forward you over to brightu.ai. But we have a wellness coach there. And the wellness coach allows you to enter your health goals or health concerns or symptoms or ask for research about solutions or prevention or overcoming health conditions or boosting health, anything that you want to ask it about health. It's going to give you health coach advice. It's not to replace your naturopathic physician, by the way, but it's a research machine. It helps you understand some things that could be useful to you. And it has a cheerful personality that I think you'll really enjoy as well. So that's the health coach. It also has a memory, so it remembers currently your last three prompts. We may extend that memory just depending on cost and server load and things like that. But right now it's remembering three prompts, and that allows you to have a, you know, more of a continuous conversation with it. Now the main engine, which is not the wellness coach, just the primary engine, it's a research tool. It's very academic in its language and its response. And it's the only engine in the world that will tell you the truth about vaccines or tell you about cancer cures without lecturing you from the point of view of Big Pharma. So we have been able to mind wipe the open source base models and take out most of the Big Pharma bias. Not all of it, but most of it. And the biggest improvement now is that it answers in real time on the screen. You don't have to wait for an email. You don't have to wait for a queue. It answers in real time, and it's free. It's completely free, completely non-commercial, and there are now no limits to the number of questions that you can ask it in a day. There's only a metering limit, which I think limits you to one question every 30 seconds or something close to that. I'll have to check the settings. So this is a breakthrough for human knowledge. You can use it for everything. You can use it to research what you want to know. You can research food ingredients with it. You can ask it, you know, tell me about this ingredient. Is it good or bad? Tell me about this drug and its side effects, or tell me about the benefits of this herb, etc. And it is trained on so much material, over 10,000 books. Did you know that? Over 10,000 books that I personally curated. Books about herbs and natural medicine and so much more. Over 100 million pages of content, including articles from naturalnews.com, Mercola.com, Green Med Info, Children's Health Defense, The Truth About Cancer, the Alliance for Natural Health, you know, on and on. Plus, every interview that I've ever done, every podcast that I've ever done, and for those of you interested in alternative information from the alternative media, it was also trained on 20 plus years of InfoWars broadcasts. So yes, you can ask it to talk like Alex Jones, and it will do that too. It's really very versatile. Of course, you can also ask it to talk like an academic professor, or to write a speech like a professor. Or you can ask it to have whatever bias you want to give it. You can say, hey, acting as an advocate for Big Pharma who believes in vaccines, tell me about all the benefits of vaccines. Sure, it'll string that together for you too. Because that's what you're asking it. Remember that the language models are very compliant with what you're asking. But if you ask it, hey, tell me about the dangers of vaccines or the fraud of PCR tests or the dangers of chemotherapy, it'll give you all those details in a verbose mode, actually, because we've trained it on so much material. Unlike the other mainstream engines that will say things like, oh, vaccines are awesome. They've saved so many lives. We can't say anything negative about vaccines. That's what ChatGPT does. That's what Grok does. Grok is actually very low quality when it comes to health and nutrition and so on, or health freedom. You know, Grok is not that great of an engine, and not compared to ours. You know, it's not even close, actually. We have the best AI engine in the world by far on the topics that matter, which I consider to be, you know, health and self-reliance and decentralization and knowledge that's been suppressed, etc. About money and politics and history and science and medicine, all of that. We don't train it on things like sports and, you know, fashion and travel shows and, you know, luxury purses. I don't care about any of that stuff. Probably you don't either. If you do care about that stuff, yeah, don't use our engine for that. I mean, use something else. Our engine is focused on the stuff that matters. And because our engine is created and hosted by the Nonprofit Consumer Wellness Center, also, by the way, it's funded by our Health Ranger store. So healthrangerstore.com, we have issued the grant money to our nonprofit, the Consumer Wellness Center, to be able to pay for all the hosting and expenses and storage and everything else that goes along with it. And hardware, I should mention, oh my God, so much hardware. So storage devices, GPUs galore. I'm telling you, I'm a regular customer of NVIDIA, that's for sure. I'm pretty much buying everything they can make in certain categories of Blackwell processors, everything I can get my hands on. Anyway, it does cost money to do what we do. I mean, just because we make it freely available to you doesn't mean that it's free to us. So I promised you early on when I started this project 2 years ago, I promised you that I would keep it free. And I've kept that promise, and I will keep that promise. You will always be able to access it free of charge, and that's because the Health Ranger store is covering the cost. So if you find it in your heart to shop with us at healthrangerstore.com because you love lab-tested, clean food, organic food, all kinds of products that have no toxic fragrance, no synthetic toxic chemicals, no colors, no fillers, no garbage. You want the cleanest supplements, food, personal care products, etc. That's healthrangerstore.com. That's what we do. And it helps fund all of our free tools because there's more to come. We're only getting started. So let me back up and tell you something else really interesting. This new version of Enoch, Enoch 2.0, this was actually coded by AI. And I explained this in another broadcast. I am the only, quote, engineer on this project. Even though we have an R&D team, I set out to test today's coding tools. And when you code with AI, it's called vibe coding, V-I-B-E, vibe. I forgot who came up with that. But vibe coding is what it's called. It means you're actually writing code just through prompting. You're not even writing the code. And I wanted to see if today's coding tools are mature enough where I could make a scalable production level public application with all kinds of AI tools in it. If I could achieve that myself without requiring any engineers whatsoever. Now, again, we have engineers and we use engineers, and I love engineers. Sometimes I'm frustrated with engineers. But as a project manager myself, I mean, I'm the visionary of our company. I have the ideas, and I just want those ideas translated into reality. It just so happens that engineers have been the only way to get that done until now. But the frustrating thing for me as a visionary is that I have the best creative moments when engineers aren't working. And that means weekends and holidays. especially. I'm actually my best on the weekends because I'm not distracted by a lot of other things happening either in the news or in my own company. So on the weekends, I can get all kinds of things done if I have vibe coding tools that really work. And also, human engineers suffer from the same problems of all other human workers, which is they get sick, and of course they have vacation days, and depending on where your engineers are located in what country, they may have all kinds of other crazy vacation days that you and I have never heard of. And you know, I show up and I try to talk to my engineer and they're like, oh yeah, he's gone today. And I'm like, what, why, what is it? Oh, it's another vacation day in his country. Really? What's the vacation day today? Today is like Green Trees Day. Isn't that every day? Yeah, could be. Could take a vacation on any given day. But anyway, that's my frustration as a project manager. So what I love about AI coding tools is that I can use them when I am creative and when I have time. So whether that's evenings, whether that's weekends or holidays or whatever, then I can get things done. And so that's what I did for this project. I set out to just build the code. You know, Enoch 2.0, I want a public interface. I want these special functions. You know, I have all kinds of specific technical requirements of how I want to do things and how to integrate additional knowledge and search results and all kinds of things. So I started coding that through vibe coding and it got good. It got very good and started adding some additional features and it just kept rocking and rolling. I put in social media share buttons in there. Not all of them work yet, but they will. And I was just stunned at how easily it all came together. Now, if you're wondering what is the best coding engine in the world right now, in my opinion, it is Anthropic's, it's called Claude Code and it's Sonnet 4.5. And that's what I use currently for all my coding, including all kinds of local code that I build for document analysis. Like, for example, doing a language, well, taking a bunch of PDFs, let's say, and doing OCR on them, and then determining the fundamental language of the document, sorting them into language folders, and then running classification prompts on them to determine what topics they cover, also how closely they align with our interest areas. And remember the other day when I put out a podcast, I said I'm mining human knowledge? Well, that's what I'm doing with currently 48 workstations that all have GPUs in them. And some of them have recently upgraded GPUs like the NVIDIA 5090 GeForce cards. And I've also got some ADA 6000 Pros running as well. So 48 workstations that are mining for human knowledge across hundreds of terabytes of knowledge. And all the code for that now is written by Claude Code with my prompting. So I'm actually overseeing that. I'm checking the code. I'm putting in the features I want. And even when I've shown that to other very accomplished engineers, they're looking at it, they're like, wow, that is amazing. They're like, you've got multi-threading in there. I mean, you've got great color on the output console to indicate status. You've got, you know, super fast multi-GPU threads for the OCR. CPU I'm using for OCR, and then GPU I'm using for local inference for classification answers. And so I am rocking these workstations and mining for human knowledge. And again, I'm using Anthropic Claude Code to write all that code. So if you're wondering, like, what should you use to write a bunch of code, that's my recommendation strongly at the moment. It might change because there's a lot of competition in that space, but that's my recommendation at the moment. So because this project was a great success, it's great news for you too, if you enjoy our tools, because it means that I'm going to be able to roll out new features every week and you're going to get the benefit from those because, of course, I'm dedicated to the fact that you will always be able to access this tool for free and that it will continue to grow in terms of its knowledge and training, like substantially, because of the data pipeline processing that we have in place, and it's also very successful. And I've also learned a lot about how to handle, you know, hundreds of millions of files more effectively. Honestly, it's probably a couple of billion files at this point. It's just insane. And it's not easy. It's not easy to deal with that. But I'm doing it for all the right reasons. I'm building this in good faith to put the tools out for free, to help empower humanity, to help end human suffering, to teach people nutrition and health and how to uplift their lives. And we're bypassing censorship. We're bypassing the big pharma control grid and the FDA control grid and government censorship and big tech censorship. We're bypassing all that. And there's never been a time in human history when you could have access to uncensored hidden truths about all these topics completely free of charge and instantly at your fingertips on your screen. This has never happened before in human history. And we've put it together for you. Of course, our work is built on the work of thousands of other engineers, the people who built large language models, for example, and all the amazing teams all over the world, from Alibaba in China to OpenAI in the US to Mistral out of France, and other teams. Samsung is working on some cool stuff right now. And of course, Meta did a lot of original work on the Llama base models that helped influence a lot of future models. In any case, of course, our work is built on the work of many, many other people, and also all the authors of the books that our engine has read in order to learn from those books. I mean, we're talking about billions of hours of human cognition that has gone into effectively this project. Billions of hours of human cognition. And that's one reason why I feel it's really important to make this available for free, because it's kind of paying it forward based on all the work that all these other people put into this technology. I want to pay it forward and bring it to you free if I can. And it turns out we can. It turns out that the costs of doing this are manageable. And that's fantastic. Now, if millions of people start using our model, then I don't know. So far that's not the case. And since it's a specialty model that focuses on things like health freedom and natural cures, and you know what would be called alternative media information, it's never going to be as popular as, you know, Grok or OpenAI. And that's actually a good thing, because I don't think we could cover all those costs. So what we have right now, reaching you and people who are interested in health and nutrition and truth, we can cover the costs, and it's the model's working. And we're going to keep rolling out new features. So check it out at brightu.ai, or you can go to brighteon.ai. But brightu is the word bright, followed by the letter U, which actually makes sense, because the engine is making you brighter, if you think about it, right? brightu.com. And that's where we're going to host the engine in the long run with all the new features. And, if it glitches, just have patience with it. We'll fix it. I'm actually the only engineer on this project at the moment. So you might have to have a little more patience with bug fixing or whatever. But I've got AI on the job here. AI's checking it all the time. And that turns out to be very effective. So thank you for your support. And just try out the model at brightu.ai. And help spread the word, too. If you know other people who are interested in being healthier and in bypassing censorship, etc., tell them about brightu.ai. There are no ads on it. There's no fee. You don't have to give me your name or your phone number to use it. You do have to register your email after 3 prompts. And that's it. And then you're off and running. So spread the word and help us grow the user base. So again, brightu.ai, and thanks for your support. Oh yeah, shop with us at healthrangerstore.com also if you want to help support us. So thank you so much for your support. Take care.
Stock up on the long-term storable Ranger Bucket Set. 536 servings of clean organic superfoods for your survival pantry. Certified organic and lab tested for purity. Order now at healthrangerstore.com.